from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Those radio losers, nobody cares about them.
Afternoons on the Score.
You ever ride your motorcycle naked? I drove down I-65 butt naked.
I haven't been this excited for an interview in a long time. It's not an interview, it's a conversation with our friend, White Sox legend, Ron Kittle, back on the Parkinson Spiegel Show by way of the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Kittle, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. That's a heck of an intro.
Well, we're excited. Well, yeah. I mean, that's you painted a picture. Dude, it's just one of the many things about you that we admire, frankly.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, you're comfortable with the male form. You're comfortable with male nudity, but you recently encountered it in an unexpected place. Can you please tell our audience the story?
You know, we were, my better half and I were taking a trip out to New Hampshire, and we had it, you know, for 4th of July, do something special. We didn't know first class let us have free range of the lavatory in the walkway. And we watched a gentleman about 6'5", 6'6", 285 pounds. Obviously, he didn't act drunk. He just stood up and started peeing right next to us on the flight. And I happened to just take a picture, and everybody said, how can you think that quick? I said, well, I don't know, but... He got in trouble. We landed in Buffalo, and he got arrested.
First of all, it's the skills of a professional athlete. I mean, your hand-eye coordination, your instincts are still spot on, Ron Kittle.
Well, you know, the thing is, my better half was telling me to stop him. I said, there's one thing you can't do. You cannot stop a guy when he's in flow. He's got to go. You can't turn a woman, she can stop and build a house, then go back to the bathroom again. So that's how that, you know, kind of works. But
is that
you know
true?
He wasn't rude. He didn't act like he was hammered. He just stood up, but he pulled his pants down like a little kid. So the guy across from us got his butt cheeks in his face, and that's what he jumped behind him. And I mean, this thing could have been really bad, serious, because there were young children on the flight. And I told the guy, I said, hey, stand there, block everything so nobody knows what's going on. And he did that. So we, you know, not emergency landing, but we made a detour into Buffalo. And he picked his backpack up. It was funny. And he thanked the flight attendant. He thought we were in Manchester, New Hampshire. But unfortunately, he got off in Buffalo.
Oh, wow. How was his reaction when the cop came on the plane to get him?
Oh, he was smiling. I mean, he really didn't know what was going on. They handcuffed him outside in the little walkway. So yeah. I didn't see that, but I saw him. Said I heard the guy go, put the cuffs on him. He's in deep trouble. And yeah, I mean, I've had weird stuff happen to me all the time, and I've seen it all. And back then, I didn't have a camera. Oh, I saw it on in New York subway. I saw it on the Metro here in Chicago. Somebody do the same thing, and did number two also.
Oh, yeah. That's unfortunate. I've seen that. That'll leave a mark, I mean, on your psyche as well as whatever they're doing it on. But, Ron, what did it land on? Like, was your stuff, were your shoes in danger? Was anybody's stuff in danger?
No, my better half's feet were in sandals. And he was splattering, and she lifted her feet up on the seat, And then she immediately jumped behind me and took my seat, and I stood there until he finished. He peed on like 1 square foot of carpeting and also on the rubber mat. So yeah. When he did sit down, the flight attendant, she was very good. She came over. I said, just get all the paper towels you have, throw them on top of it. She cleaned it up with her rubber gloves on. It didn't have that, you know, sour aroma. So I said, get a couple club sodas and pour it on top so it would diffuse the odor. And she did. She cleaned it up, and it just ruined the whole good trip. That's what it did.
Yeah, it sure did. We're talking to Ron Kittle, who was the documentarian on a flight where a man in the first row decided to drop trow and urinate before going to the bathroom. He got arrested. The flight got detoured. I noticed there were two different pictures because you were in one of the pictures, Ron.
Well, she wanted to make sure that they knew it was me because I was going to post it on social media. You know, if the guy's stupid enough to do that, he should be embarrassed for the rest of his life. So I'm in there, and it was kind of funny. Some guy goes, I'm surprised that guy with the big arms didn't hurt him. Well, if I would have hit him, I would have gone to jail. Plus, he would have still peed on me, so I just stayed until he finished. You know, then I yelled at him a bunch of times to sit down, put the seatbelt on. And the sad thing is, for a half hour, he tried to plug his ear pods in to anything that was on the seat. And there was no plug-ins because it was a American Eagle flight. It was a small flight.
Wait, so they let him just, like, get the privileges to act like a regular passenger the rest of the way? I mean, you don't know what that guy could have done after all of that?
Well, I told both of the flight attendants, I said, I got your back. Nothing's going to happen. And the guy just kind of looked at me deliriously, and nothing happened. I mean, I heard he flew in from Portland on a red eye and had a bunch of drinks at the airport.
But I mean, Ron, listen, you're a big guy. You're an excellent athlete, but you've
the guy with the big arms. The guy
had a lot of injuries and surgeries. You said this guy was 6'6", 280. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 6'6", 280. No, that's
you were not threatened in any way by the 6'6", 280 drunk guy who peed on an airplane.
No, they just drop quicker. That's how it works.
big tree fall hard is what you're saying.
Big trees fall hard, and
I gotta tell you.
American Airlines did really good. Yeah, they did good.
I got to tell you, if we were doing a draft of, like, Chicago celebrities that I would want to be there to document a 6'6", 280 guy peeing in first class and then coming on to tell us about it, I think Ron Kittle might go 1-1. What do you think, Danny? I mean, like, he's right there. The descriptions are just phenomenal.
He's doing an excellent job. He's shooting up my draft board for sure. Did you do the Photoshop of the little smiley face over the 6'6" man's member?
No. My better half did that. You know, I would have put the live action out there. I mean, yeah. Sure. She goes, "Oh, you'll get in trouble." I said, "How much more trouble can you get into than being on a plane?"
Wow. She, good choice by her, and she got it done. That's
a pretty small smiley face, I noticed.
Yeah, it was a small one out there. You know, the worst part of it, not to be too graphic, he was shaking it off, you know, and she goes, "What's he doing?" I said, "He just got to get the last drops off." And so American Airlines knew what we were doing, where we were sitting. They called us. We had conversations with them. They say, "We're going to give you," we say, "We don't need anything. Just clean the pee up, get us to our location." And supposedly they gave us something. I don't know what it is. Maybe mileage points or something. I couldn't tell you. But
that was nice.
The two flight attendants, they did a very good job.
Yeah. I don't know what the protocol is. What, you know, what the book says you're supposed to give people when somebody pees in first class at that point. Can we go back to something you said earlier? I think I agree that once a man is in the flow state, you're better off not trying to interrupt that because it'll probably keep going. But do you have scientific knowledge of women being able to stop midstream and build a house and then go back to it? As you said, you have knowledge of this?
I got sisters. I know how they, and I've seen people run in the airport. Women go in there, then something happens, and they're out in a flash. I mean, we just got to pay attention, guys. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm not paying enough attention, I don't think.
How's everything else going, Ron? Have you seen anything else in your travels?
No, nothing yet. If I told you what I did today, probably the stupidest thing. I removed every patio stone that I had, power washed them, and I stained them.
You live a very interesting life.
He really does. So are you saying that topic has petered out? Is that what you're saying? That conversation has petered out so far?
Yeah, it's the last drop, and it's gone viral, this thing. And there's a lady behind me on this flight. I sent her the picture. But the police officer, he asked me to airdrop it to him. So I did. So he had evidence right on the spot. Because when he boarded the plane, he had no idea what went wrong.
Oh, that must have been a fun call for the officer.
You know, he comes up, he goes, hey, to the flight. He goes, I don't know what happened, but I'm here, and I was told to be here. And he was a badass. I mean, this guy was... they don't mess around when you're on a flight like that. It's serious business.
The flight attendant's like, well, the 1983 AL Rookie of the Year can show you what happened.
I did. I didn't take a video, but I took still shots.
You captured it. You captured the moment nicely.
Kitty, of all the people you played with, of all your teammates, who do you think had the best bladder control? Was it Harold? I mean, he had – that's a Hall of Famer right there. Who could drink the most and not end up where this guy ended up?
You know, I've always heard it's been Wade Boggs, but on the White Sox that I played with, you just never pay attention who's going to the bathroom back then. But Lazinski was pretty steady. He wouldn't go to the bathroom at all.
He gave us an answer. Kittle's the best, man. Actually, your third base coach on that 83 team, Jim Leland, going into the Hall of Fame this week. That's an unbelievable kind of baseball think tank that the White Sox had at the time with Dave Dombrowski and La Russa and Roland Hemond and Leland. I was reading today, Dombrowski said that Leland was the best third base coach he'd ever seen. Does that make sense?
There is no doubt about that. I agree with him 1,000%. Tony said that to him too. He said, and you're going to be managing one day, but we just need to stay focused and doing some things right. Never stopped him from smoking cigarettes, but it was well-deserved honor. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's a fire plug. I mean, he'll go at you one-on-one, no matter what size you are. And I think it's a great honor for him. I texted him the day he got it announced, and he sent me back about 11:30. I'm sure about 9,000 people got in touch with him. And he said, thanks, Kitty. Always had fun with you playing or something like that. Yeah, it was a good time.
That's awesome.
You're a bit of an artist, a sculptor, a metal worker. Will you be memorializing the incident that you saw on a plane in any way? Did this inspire you in any way?
Well, you know, they have that in, I think, in Brussels. It's called Le Wiwi. It's a boy on a and I've seen that. You know, I've seen it in books. When I went there, I had to take a picture of it. The statue's 2.5 feet long with a little stream of water coming out into a fountain.
There you go. You saw it over Buffalo and in Brussels.
Well, really, I was shocked that we landed in Brussels. I mean, the Buffalo, because I'm sitting there. You know, I was kind of dozing off at first when he stood up. I wasn't paying attention, and I got an elbow in my chest. Like, hey, look what he's doing! And I said, well, it's too late to stop him now. I ain't going to hold it for him. So that's it.
Hey, man, that statue in Brussels is legendary, and its actual name, it only has one S at the end of the second word, the actual name right here on Wikipedia, somebody's looking at Wikipedia, it is called the Mannequin Piss, P-I-S.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And so, you should do one. Danny is right. You should do one either with your metal work or maybe with the bats like you do the benches. Don't you think that would probably sell like crazy?
Yeah, I'm sure. American Airlines, probably in their lobby of their tarmac.
Did we get to you first? Has Good Morning America called? Where's this
one.
Media tour taking you after this viral fame?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, like I said, the kid was 25 years old. What he came out and said, I mean, he had to pay $5,000 fine, and it could be more because he could be responsible for the emergency landing in Buffalo.
I don't know who else would be responsible for it.
Yeah, you know, because that takes, you know, extra fuel, so, and he can have jail time. But one thing the officer did see, and when I had that guy stop and block everything, there were kids, like, in behind the bulkhead. If they saw anything, I go, no, I had this gentleman here block everything so the kids wouldn't see it. Because he could have been, if the kids saw it, he could have went in as a pedophile. Then it would have really got ugly for this guy.
Oh boy, yeah.
See, that's you took charge of the situation.
You did, man. One thing we're going to do, Ron, is we're going to get Greg Luzinski and Wade Boggs together and a couple of cases of beer and just see which one really has the best bladder. So we come in studio for that.
It's not me anymore. I can tell you that. It's not me. Once you get in the 60s, you just look for bathrooms.
Got to know where they are.
Kitty, you're the absolute best. Thank you for answering our call and telling us the whole story. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Ron.
There we go.
V-word, I totally understand how serious an allegation of pedophilia would be.
He understood. Seriously, 1-1. First round, top pick, Ron Kittle, to observe that and describe. I don't know how you get better.
And to be there. He's helping the flight attendants. He's protecting his wife. He's documenting it. He's giving evidence to the police. Yes. He's protecting the children.
Absolutely.
I mean, the guy's like an air marshal, a journalist, a flight attendant, an enforcer.
And a rookie of the year.
Guy wears a lot of hats. Unbelievable. Truly incredible performance right there by Ron Kittle. That was Triple Crown stuff. Great book by Shane Reardon.
Incredible.
Vinny Goodwill in 15 minutes. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.